bringing awareness to Lyme disease. There's a kind of a virtual run walk things that people can participate in over the next couple of weeks. Can you kind of explain how that works?
Yeah, so the Illinois Lyme Association is having a virtual event. It's a 5K race or 1 mile walk, and it's basically virtual. You can take place all over the state, and it's May 8th, the 15th, or the 22nd. You can go to our website on the events page, and you can click to register your team. You can, you know, participate on your own if that's the way you're comfortable. You know, COVID situations are, you know, people have different level of comfort. So you can participate by yourself. You can get your family and friends together, and it's just a good way to raise some money and support the Illinois Lyme Association and their mission.
And in terms of the month, this being a kind of a Lyme awareness month, why is it in May? I'm assuming, is it because people are getting outdoors more and doing stuff as the weather gets better, and that's the kind of the threat that you're concerned about?
Yeah, so always in the spring is a hot spot for tick time, and even though we know ticks are active all year, you know, my researchers find them in the snow sometimes on those warm days, but the spring and the fall, you know, is when the major tick activity happens, and so just drawing attention at that time to be careful when you're going outside and do your protection methods and always doing them tick checks when you come inside. You know, the IDPH has started some active tick surveillance, and it's crazy that, you know, they always say that there's no Lyme disease in Illinois. I hear that a lot. It's just an East Coast issue. No. The IDPH is finding of the black-legged ticks in the state, 39% are positive for Lyme. And our northern counties are 50% or higher. And we have one county, Winnebago County, 71% of the ticks collected, the black-legged ticks collected, are positive for Lyme disease.
And then you mentioned the surveillance. Is that, like, people can access that through the IDPH website to kind of track that information?
Yep, they can track that and all the other, you know, pathogens that they're finding. It's a little difficult to navigate to find the maps, but if you go to our website, IllinoisLymeAssociation.org, we have a quick link right on the front page that goes right to IDPH tick maps. And, you know, they have a great set of maps that shows all the ticks they're collecting and all the percentages in each county that are positive, and the interactive map that they update about every 6 months.
And then, I guess, again, just kind of getting back, you said, like, tick check. Is there any other, like, preventive type of measure or steps that you would advise kind of people to look at, or the steps they can take to kind of prevent some of this stuff? You mentioned tick checks. Is there anything else really they need to be doing?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I tell people is to treat your clothes with permethrin. And permethrin, you know, you don't put it on your skin, you don't want to spray it around cats, but you treat your clothes and you let them dry. And then when those ticks get on your clothes or your boots or your hats or, you know, anything, then it actually gives them what's called hot feet and they die. So you can spray your skin with like a 40% DEET or higher repellent, but that doesn't kill the tick or, you know, anything like that. It repels them, but it doesn't kill them. Or permethrin on your clothes will kill them. So, you know, making sure that you're treating them clothes ahead of time, and then when you go out, you use the same clothes, and they're good for so many washes, and you can come in and stick them right in the super hot dryer, and that will also kill the ticks. And then if you're out, you can also take those masking tape lint rollers. Those are really good with picking up the really tiny ticks off of your clothes. So you just brush them around on your pants and your arms or your shirt, and it'll pick up those little tiny ticks. And it's amazing when you turn them over, you know, if you've been out in the woods mushroom hunting or hunting or anything, and you can see those ticks that have been collected on that tape.
And then you're, again, for your clearinghouse, your website again, Illinois Lime Association, how, again, what is that website? I would assume that's most of this type of information is available there.
Yeah. So you can just Google Illinois Lime Association, www.illimeassociation.org.